6 a.m. bright and early with more timeless hits and local news and Christmas classics, too. Dan Marcus is coming up next. Keep it right here. It's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The storm weary and states around the Great Lakes are dealing with as much as 6 feet of snow, and they're facing the prospect of even more. Lake effect flakes are still falling in western and northern New York, where Sarah Aldrich feels for her mom and dad, whose barn in Chautauqua County collapsed under the weight of the snow, killing 4 cows.
It's really sad. I mean, you know, for my parents, that this is their livelihood, like what they've lost.
CBS's Rob Marciano is south of Buffalo.
We're going to see on and off snow really for the rest of the week, although not as hard, as heavy as what we saw this past weekend. But if you live anywhere in the eastern half of the country, you know it's cold. So the cold is here for just about everybody, and it's going to be sticking around for the next 5 to 10 days.
President-elect Trump's choice of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth continues to gain Republican support in the Senate, despite a new report that he was forced to resign from a veterans nonprofit after accusations of alcohol abuse, sexual and financial misconduct. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from West Palm Beach.
The Trump campaign is standing by him as well. They are chalking all of this up to innuendo and gossip, in their words. They're pinning it on a disgruntled former employee of the organization that he once led.
President Biden's half a world away on an official visit to Angola. Back home, both Republicans and Democrats are criticizing his decision to pardon his son, Hunter. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The First Lady was asked about this during a White House holiday event and said, "Of course, I support the pardon of my son." But President Biden has not addressed the issue during this trip to Angola.
General Motors has issued a recall of 132,000 big pickups over a tailgate problem. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit.
GM has had 237 complaints of those tailgates opening on their own while the vehicle was parked. It turns out water can get into the electronic gate release and cause a short circuit. This impacts certain 2024 heavy-duty Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras.
It's confirmed we spent a record amount shopping online yesterday. Adobe Analytics says consumers shelled out $13.3 billion on Cyber Monday. That's up 7.3% from last year. Peak hours for orders between 8 and 10 p.m. Are you feeling crowded out? CBS's Jim Krasula says a lot of us are.
With the hustle and bustle of the holidays upon us, 56% of Americans say time alone is vital to their mental health. That's according to a survey from The Ohio State University. 46% said they don't get the alone time they need during the holidays.
S&P futures up 3. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Rescue teams in Kenosha responded to a water emergency involving a woman in Lake Michigan last night. She was rescued from about 1,000 feet offshore and put in an ambulance. We're working on learning more. The state DOT is hosting a public meeting next week to discuss the Green Bay Road reconstruction project in Racine County. The meeting, scheduled for next Tuesday at Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church, will cover the project's design and timeline. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. The Raymond School District has settled a lawsuit by admitting to violating Wisconsin's open meeting laws. The district will pay $9,300 through its insurance to cover the plaintiff's legal expenses and court costs. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and other local leaders toured the new Lakeview Technology Academy facility yesterday. It's the first building in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood Development. The school, built on the former Chrysler site, is set to open in January. Wisconsin Democrats, including Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan, have expressed criticism of President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter. Baldwin says pardons should not be used for personal gain. Pocan is raising concerns about potential future repercussions. And Racine Unified has opened its school choice window. That allows parents to apply for enrollment at alternative schools. Families can attend the District Discovery Day Saturday at Case to learn more about educational opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit. An NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, 32 our high this afternoon. Tonight, windy temperatures right around 30. Tomorrow, we're climbed to the mid-30s in the morning with falling temperatures in the afternoon. It'll be very windy with some afternoon flurries, much colder by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. I get serious about playing these great songs, so sit back and let me be serious. You have a good time. Okay, deal. WRJN.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You're hurt, boy. and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
JN, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. Just the right amounts, and they're all the really good ones, okay? They won't play, let us play any schlock Christmas songs. So stick around. One from the chairman of the board. Can't get much better than that. Coming up in a couple of minutes on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pamper Jeff, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
The first day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm swinging through top courses on their state-of-the-art simulators. After your tee time, relax with great food and drinks. X-Golf Kenosha promises an unforgettable experience. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. To love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl is just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that twin on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too, like this one from the chairman of the board.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire's cozy glow. You don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The light
lights are way down low. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Joyzy, the Rascals on WRJN. Dan Marcus's Wax Museum in your ears. And coming back in a couple of minutes with a group from up north. Very up north. But first, an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Learning is about to start in a place where cars used to be assembled in Kenosha. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and other local leaders toured the new Lakeview Technology Academy facility yesterday. The building is the first to go up in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood Development. The school, built on the former Chrysler site, is scheduled to welcome students in January. The collaborative project involves Kenosha Unified, Gateway, and the City of Kenosha. It aims to enhance educational opportunities in the area. Wisconsin Democrats are split over President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan have voiced criticism about the decision. Baldwin said that presidential pardons should not be used for personal or political gain. Pocan raised concerns about potential repercussions during Trump's presidency. Most Wisconsin Republicans are blasting the pardon plan that absolves Hunter of crimes going back to 2014. It's ice skating season in downtown Kenosha. The city's outdoor ice rink at Veterans Memorial Park is now open for the season. The rink is open daily from 10 to 10, with skate rentals available during designated hours. Racine County has launched its annual tree sale. The effort allows people to contribute to conservation efforts by buying affordable trees and native seeds. The sale has helped in the planting of over 2 million trees since 1985. The online sales will continue until February 28th, with pickups being conducted at the Racine County Fairgrounds in April. To place your order, check out RacineCountyTreeProgram.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, 32 our high this afternoon. Tonight, windy, temperatures right around 30. Tomorrow, we'll climb to the mid-30s in the morning with falling temperatures in the afternoon. It'll be very windy with some afternoon flurries, much colder by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Canada Way, Winnipeg to be precise. That's the Guess Who. I once asked a member of the band, said, is it okay if I call you a Canuck or is that a slam? And he said, no, it'd be like me calling you a Yank. Oh.
When I woke up this morning.
Got it.
You were on my mind. I got
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Oh, wow, I never realized before. Bridge Over Troubled Water and Wild Thing are in the same key.
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. Wild Thing. I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure.
But I wanna know for sure.
So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
sensation.
Stopping the music if I don't have to. Wisconsin men's basketball tonight taking on Michigan here on WRJN.
It's the top of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise. Like me, has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're we
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, and we begin with breaking news from South Korea. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has just declared martial law, pledging to eliminate what he's calling anti-state forces. Yoon has struggled to implement his agenda with parliament controlled by the liberal opposition, whom he accuses of sympathizing with North Korea. But even the leader of his own conservative party is calling the declaration of martial law wrong. And the opposition leader, who narrowly lost to Yoon in the 2022 presidential election, is calling Yoon's announcement illegal